This right here is a culmination of many mysteries culminating into a mystery and then a double portion of that mystery. That's all I can explain it to you. What he seems to be doing right now is culminating mysteries. When he gave the mystery, it says, unto you it's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. He gave them the parable. That parable, and that was the parable of the sower. That parable was done in Mark 4, Luke 8, Matthew 13. Each writer caught something different. When you put all those parables together, there's quite a mystery there. The interesting thing was John wasn't including, he did not talk about the parable of the sower, but what he did do is he crowned that mystery. John crowned what they began. And in the culmination of the sower sowing the word of the kingdom, when you take all four of them together, it says they hear the word of the kingdom, receive the word of the kingdom. They hear the word of the kingdom, understand the word of the kingdom. They hear the word of the kingdom and keep the word of the kingdom. And from that, he always said, from the person who hears, receives, understands, and keeps, he will bring forth 30, 60, 100-fold. But he didn't really tell you how it was going to happen. He just said, if you'll keep these words, it's going to happen. What John did is he filled in the blank. He showed the exact process of how it happened. And so John picks that up, and he shows from keeping the word the process by which the fullness of the kingdom manifests in the earth. What we're after is the 100-fold. Say 100-fold. Now listen, you're not going to get the 100-fold operation of the kingdom drinking milk. It's just not going to happen. The operation of the 100-fold must come by way of the meat. It must come by revelation. It's weighty. It's heavy. It's meaty. It's thick. And you got to pass through some things. Amen. It's not in the shallow waters. It's in deep. Call it the deep. You got to go deep to get the goods. Amen. When Jesus was ready to manifest the kingdom, he took him out into the deep. Amen. The kingdom of God is manifested in the deep. You have to go out in the deep. You have to develop an appetite for the deep. Amen. You have to develop an appetite. There's a time when we're young, the milk is good. You have to develop an appetite. Matthew 13, same parable of the sower. You can see it in verse 11, mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. He to hear the word of the kingdom. He's talking about the word of the kingdom. Now notice what he says, verse 33. And this parable spake unto him and says, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took, and she hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. This is a really important scripture because those three measures were very important. There's three distinct measures, a lot of things that make the kingdom work, but there are three things that are priority. And each one of these three operations of the kingdom of God are represented by the Godhead. Amen. We had to teach about these three measures, and one of them, of course, being the word of God. Second one being, of course, the love of the Father. The third one being dunamis, creative power. When you have those three operations, you know how to obtain them in fullness. They'll work for you. Amen. And he began to kind of introduce this to me by his word. He said, when I give you my word, I've been trying to get God. He's been giving me this for 28 something years. This is 28 years of revelation, a vision that has yet to come to pass. It has not been ordained yet, but it's going to be. Amen. I've been carrying it for 28 years, literally. It doesn't leave. I've carried it in pain. I've carried it in sorrow. I've learned to carry it in harmony and peace. Hallelujah. You're not going to carry something weighty for the kingdom of God unless you stay close to the Lord. If you get away from the Lord, everything God's given you will get real heavy. You stay close to him, it's very harmonious, because when you're with him, he's carrying it. When you're not with him, you're carrying it. And if you start carrying the weighty things of God, that's why the kingdom of God, you got to be trained for the weightiness. When you're in a weighty anointing and you get away from God, you start carrying it, it'll bury you. I mean, I've seen people age overnight because they got away from God. You can blame it on what you want. You can blame it on the devil. You can blame it on this or that. But the fact is, when you're close to the Lord in union with him, he's carrying it, and you're carrying the yoke that's easy and the burden that's light. And you learn to do that over time. Amen. And a lot of the ways you learn is because of your pain. Certain things I just won't let myself go to because I already know the pain that's in that arena. So I just catch myself and say, if I slip any further, there's pain there. And I'm not about slipping into sin. I'm not about slipping away from the Lord. out of union with him because it gets painful when you're not with him. You'll learn that. Some of you are in pain right now. You're in pain. It's because you're not in alignment with him. You cannot walk with God unless you're in alignment with him. But I'm trying to get God, like a lot of this mystery came, and God will send his word to you like he did Joseph. He'll send that word. Then there's a time that that word comes. And every one of us, how many of you got a word you're carrying right now? Raise your hand. You see that? Then when God sends that word, he taught me how to interact with him. And then forever I've been trying to get him to manifest this. I've done everything. Fasted. I mean, you name it, I've done it. And it's still in that realm called the word. Hadn't yet manifested. And then my father began to show me something on Friday night. He said, for every measure I give you, there's a heavenly call and there's an earthly call. For everything I give, there's one call to heaven and there's one call to the earth. That constitution is the calling, the destiny, the purpose of God in the earth. But for every word that I give the same, listen to me very carefully, I give the same word to call to be with me, to dwell with me, to walk with me, to be in union with me. Did you get that? So many people, and if you don't find that balance in this life, of the word of God that's called to the nations and the word of God that calls you to the Father. There's a word that calls you to the Father and there's a word that calls you to the nation. So many people are focused on call to the nation, call to the nation, call to the nation. But what happens if they don't balance that out with call to the Father? They're going to end up doing it in their own strength. They're going to end up doing it in their own sufficiency. They're going to end up birthing things around it that weren't by divine design. I remember as I carried this word and carried it, it was eating a hole on the inside of me. I don't know what to do with it. Eventually, like Abraham did, he carried and carried it. And what happened? He started helping God out because he wasn't properly balanced to the other side. So God's going to balance you. He's going to balance your purpose, your calling, your destiny of what flows through you. He's got another word that calls you to him. And you're going to have to find that balance. The Lord said, I'm going to balance my people and what they carry in this season. You can't just go, go, go for me if you're not dwelling, 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 dwelling. You have to learn to dwell and you have to learn to go. For every word that says go, there's another one that says come to me. For every word that says go into all the nations, baptizing him in the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. There's another word that's calling you to the Father. You ever feel like you're a yo-yo? One word's calling you out, one word's calling you in. You gotta balance that. Cause God is gonna call you both ways. He's gonna call you out, he's gonna call you in. You can't just go out all the time and not go in. And eventually you go in, you go out. Has to be that way. You have to be balanced with heaven and earth. Your earthly ministry has to be balanced with a heavenly abiding. The same word that calls you out, there's another one that calls you in. You see it? Jesus, at the same time in his resurrection, he comes and ordains his disciples. And he says, go into all the world. Make disciples of all nations. Notice what he says here. He's going to all the world and preach this gospel to every creation. Go fair there, teach all nations, baptizing them as he's given them the commission to go out. But the same time, in that same time they were waiting, he says, wait in the upper room until you be endued with power. At the same time he's giving his word to him, he breaks the books open to him in a resurrected state. He walks into the room. He eats with him. He said, touch me. He eats with him. He breaks the books open. And they come out talking about the right hand of God. They come out talking about the resurrection and dwelling with Christ in heavenly places. They were balanced in heaven and earth. The same word that called them out, there was another word calling them in. And what I realized, what the Holy Spirit says, he goes, that word that you're carrying will never manifest until it's your call to the proper place in me. A lot of times you're waiting. People say, just keep waiting. God will do it. Listen, there's something he's waiting on. He's waiting on you to balance that word that he's going to do through you with the word he's calling you into. The same word. What did he give them in the same, in the upper room before he left them? He gave them, in my Father's house, there's many dwelling places. I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm going to come again and you're going to be with me where I am in the Father. I'm going to teach you union. And in that hour that you see me again, that hour you're going to know that you're in me. You're going to know that we're in the Father. I'm going to openly reveal the Father to you. I'm going to show you the Father. I will, Father, they be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. See, he's calling them in, calling them up. Say, call them up. He's calling you up to call you out. He called them up so he could send them. The same word that sent them out, there's another word, sending them in. You have to find that, because sometime your desire to be used of God and power of God, if that's not tempered with union, if that's not tempered in God, it'll corrupt. Man, when I asked God to do this, oh, thank the Lord, he didn't answer my prayer. Because I was looking for identity. I was looking for worth. I wanted God to do this because something in me needed him to do it. And he was never going to manifest that constitution while something in me needed him to do it, because it was the wrong purpose. I had to go to him to get that purpose transform, change. And I end up finding identity in him, because that word was calling me to love. See, that word was calling me to love. Say, love. Glory to God. There is a love that calls you to the Father, that draws you to the Father. There's a word that's drawing you. That's why when you're called to the nations, you're also being drawn to God. There's a hunger and thirst at the same time. You want to run to the nations. There's hunger and thirst to run to God, because he's calling your spirit to dwell so he can send you. You can't ever lose that balance. If you do, what's in the earth will get corrupted, because you'll end up carrying it in your own strength. And you'll get frustrated. It won't work the way it's supposed to. When Jesus appeared to Paul, he gave him his word. I've appeared to you for this purpose. I'm going to send you, Paul, to the nations. But what was his ministry? Paul's whole doctrine was dwelling with God in the right hand of God. Paul's whole doctrine was preaching the resurrection of Christ and dwelling in the secret way and dwelling in the heavenlies. If Christ be in you, seek the things that are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of the Father. His whole ministry was about the right hand of the Father. God balanced him. He had a heavenly vision because he was called to dwell in a heavenly place. Amen. And I'm sitting there. The Lord said, the measures, all three measures, say all three, whether it be his word, whether it be his love, whether it be dunamis, creative power, they all have a dual purpose. Glory to God. The word of promise calls you to the nation. The word of intimacy calls you to the Father. Amen. Thank the Lord he balanced us, because I promise you, for the first 15 years of our ministry, all I wanted him to do is sin. In fact, we got so good at it, we just started building stuff. We were so proud of ourselves, and God looked at it and said, that has nothing to do with this heavenly vision. Chop. He said, that's not how it's come inside. The tree got cut down. I'm like, it devastated me, because my whole identity was in that tree. And he said, this is not the tree I have for you. That tree's man-made. He goes, the tree I have will be heavenly produced. And I realized it wasn't going to come to pass until we balanced in to the right hand of God. Amen. And there's a love that calls you to the Father, and there's a love that calls you to the nation. His love is called, see, your hunger and your thirst, when you place that in the right place, when you position, better word, when your hunger gets positioned in the Father, you're going to be satisfied. You're going to be made whole. You're going to become complete. And that completion that the Father gives in the love of the Father, when you truly, 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 when your hunger finds its resting place in the Father, and when love begins to truly satisfy and complete and uproot and make you whole, then the Father says, as I have loved you, the Lord said, now go love one another. See, if you go try to love the world without the Father's love, it's not going to work for you. You're just going to get frustrated. It doesn't do you any good to pray for patience or pray for love. You're going to get a whole boatload of trials if you do that. Somebody said the other day, I've never known a person who's prayed for patience twice. I heard somebody say that. I thought that's good. You go try to love the world just to try to love the world, and you don't have the love of the Father to love the world with. See the imbalance there. Yes, we are to love one another, but you're not going to love one another to your love. You think God's going to call you dysfunctional love to go love one another dysfunctionally? And then the enemy's going to condemn you when your dysfunction shows up. See, you can't love. Of course I can't love. I've lived dysfunctionally for 40 years. And I'm going to go love with dysfunction? And then God's going to condemn me? God's not condemning. He never called you to love out of your dysfunction. That's why you got the same word that tells you to go love one another. There's another one that's telling you to go be loved by the Father. You have to balance the kingdom. It's first God, then the world. It's first be loved, then love. You got to get the order. Notice his order. Look at John 17, 17. He says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So he gives them the word. He tells them to go in all the world. But here he said, now, Father, sanctify. That word sanctify says set them apart. Sanctify means separate them by thy word. Separate them, Father, unto yourself by these words. It's those words that separate you. See, you ride upon the words into the Father. Being drawn by the Father. He's drawing you. He's not rejecting you. He's drawing you. And you ride and set me apart, Father, by these words, for thy word is truth. And once you get set apart, once you are properly loved, then, notice 18, as thou hast sent me in the world, now they've been set apart. Now they've been brought into the oneness. Now we brought into the union. Now that we've been properly loved. Then, say then, set me apart, Father. As you have sent me into the world, so I send them. And when you know, we just read through those verses. Do you know what's in that verse? Do you have any idea the gift of God that's in those verses? He says, Father, as you have sent me, so I send them. How did he send him? He that sent me is what? With me. It's not I that doeth the works, but the Father that doeth the works. See the order? We're trying to get him to send us, and he's trying to call us to him. And if you'll get called to him and respond to the call to him, you'll find he'll send you a lot quicker. You don't have to go the Moses route. You won't have to go the Abraham route. You might not even have to go the David and Joseph route of 13 years. See, you got to call to the Father. A lot of people are missing that. Because what people don't understand when God's sending his word, it's not just about that word you're carrying. Everybody that gets their word, they think, I got the finest word. I mean, God has called me. If you could open my book, I mean, everybody feels that way because that word's burning in them. Well, you don't understand about that word. There's another calling. That word has to be called to the Father. And he's got to bathe that word in love. He's got to bathe the vessel in love so he can properly carry the word. Otherwise, that word's going to be carried in the wrong spirit. It's going to be carried in the wrong atmosphere. And it's going to do more damage than good. When you give somebody power that's not ready for power, they are going to do more damage than they are good. That's why the word needs love. Amen. Before power. Amen. See the order? The same word that calling you to the nations, there's another one that's calling you to the Father. If you want to reduce the time, that word, the Lord said, what I'm looking for is the preparation. Amen. If you'll respond to the word that calls you to me, I'll separate you with the word that calls you to the nations. Amen. Now listen, there is a lot of people out there carrying promises, unfulfilled promises, and they're doing everything just like we have under the sun to get their promise fulfilled. And if they will do it by the divine order God has established, and understand for every word that's calling you to the nation, there's another one calling you to the Father. You got to give just as much time, focus, faith. Everybody's talking about a faith to the nations that move mountains. There's another faith that brings you to the Father. We have access into this great, by faith, into this grace wherein we stand. You see that? Isn't that glorious? Now love, say love. Measure number two, love. I just found this one in a huge way in October. I'm dwelling in it ever since, loving every minute of it. Amen. See the word that calls you to love? We've known and believed the love that you have to us. You've prepared a place for me. I will, Father, be with me where I am. They may behold my glory. You've loved me from the foundation of the world. I will. They come into this union we have, Father. I will. That's my will. See, that was his final will before the cross. But then there's a love that calls you out. Amen. To go love one another as I've loved you. Continue in my love. Many of us have tried to go love the world with our own love. It doesn't work very well. The world is not going to be impressed. He says, the world will know your love for God for your love one to another. I'm like, I don't think the world's very impressed. It's because he's not talking about your love. You got to be love before you can love. Amen. The same word that's calling you to go love one another. The order is you got to be love first. Respond to the word that calls you to love because love's drawing you. It's drawing you. Whether you know it, your hunger is drawing you to a place to be loved. There's a word that's carrying you there. There's a love that's drawing you there. Amen? These measures that are going to be leavened, these measures that's going to be expanded in our life, they're expanded when we're in the Father. And then they're sent into the world. Amen? When the word of God for this generation is sent in this generation, it'll be sent by love. The final movement of God will be a fullness of his word, a fullness of his love, and a fullness of dunamis power. And not one of those elements will be missing. If they are, it will not be fullness. We can't just go with power, and we can't just go with his word. We have to go with his love, his power, on his word in fullness. But we have to go from where he is. We have to be sent, not just go. You can't just take a word and go. You got to go take the word and bring it to him and let him change and transform and love and finish you and complete you. So when he starts using you, you're not going to find identity in that. Because if you find identity in what he's doing, you're going to be demanding more and more and more to fill something in you. It's not about the world. It's about you. There's a guy come in here. I said this earlier. He came here a couple weeks ago. He said, man, I don't like my church very much, but I love my pastor. He said, all we do is build buildings. Because I just feel that's all we ever do. You know why? Because in certain realms, I remember that thing. I got on to that too. It's like, if I get more, if I do this like everybody else has got, sometime it's part of an image inside the one running it. I don't know. I'm not judging. I'm just saying, though, sometimes it's all about buildings, keeping up with the Jonesy. You're keeping up with everything, but it's all about building this instead of building the kingdom, because it's more about fulfilling an inner need than fulfilling a kingdom need. It's because the inner need didn't get fully satisfied by the Father. What happens is congregations end up serving the inner needs of people that have not been fully. Now, I'm not talking about just a building. God builds buildings. I get that part. But a lot of times things get built in the name of the Lord, and really they're in the name of a vacuum inside the person that's not been discerned. Because God's going to build buildings with us, but everything has to function properly. But when you're in the love of the Father and you're fully satisfied and fully complete, you'll come out complete. When you come out complete, you're not so needy here. And when you're not needy here, God can then use you to fulfill the needs of the needy. Because you're not getting your value by what He's doing through you. You're getting your value by what He's doing in you. Isn't that glorious? The Holy Spirit taught me something. I've been telling the intercessors this. When I ascend into the Father, one of the first things I do, when I come through the door, I'll come to the throne of grace. So the first prayers I pray, I'll ask for grace to abide, grace to dwell, grace to ascend. Grace, grace, grace. Because I'm not trying to do all this in my own strength. I'm going to give you a huge revelation today. And what I pray every day is this Ephesians 3 prayer. And something happens to me when I pray it. And this is, I pray this prayer for this dunamis to get involved with my spirit. So Christ gets empowered in me and I get this pop. It's like a shot of coffee. Like a triple shot. It just does something to me and it causes me. It energizes me to elevate in God. Because sometimes you're not going to elevate into the high places. You need help. And I realized that even this third measure, dunamis, had a lot to do. There's a dunamis that empowers you to run to God. And there's a dunamis that empowers you to run to the world. And what this dunamis does, and let's look at this for a minute. This dunamis is a lot of things. Don't just label dunamis as power. Dunamis is the creative. I'm going to use the Holy Spirit's definition. He says the creative substance of divine essence and power that works in conjunction with the Word of God, of which the Holy Spirit employs the tangibly manifest the invisible kingdom of God in the earth. Now at that time, all I saw was dunamis, dunamis, dunamis for the world. But there is a dunamis that will empower the Word of God, especially that Word that's calling you to Him. It'll empower that Word and you'll ride on the Word being thrusted by dunamis power. Now if you'll get this, you're going to find you're going to be able to move into the realm of the Spirit much easier. And if you move in the realm of the Spirit much easier, if you move into the Father much easier, then you're going to find the Father being with you in the earth, things are going to get much easier too. You're going to see things happening here when things are happening there. Amen. Now notice this prayer for a minute. Dunamis power that empowers you to ascend into the right hand of the Father. It'll literally empower that Word. Love is drawing. The Father's drawing. The Word is calling. And dunamis is the power that's thrusting you. Amen? It'll literally get behind you and move you up into the kingdom of God if you'll yield to it, if you'll trust in it, if you'll ask for it. So many times we're heavy laden. Listen, when you're first coming into the Father, most everybody who comes into the Father, most everybody who comes into the Father has got a lot of baggage. Because you got to get to the Father to unload the baggage. The biggest lie is the Father needs you to unload the baggage before you can come see Him. That's the biggest lie. The Father's calling you. You're accepted in the Beloved. Amen? But the reason why it's so difficult, is because when you're first coming to the Father, you got a ton of baggage. And what He does is He begins to unload that baggage as you come into Him. Amen? So as you begin to unload the baggage, it gets easier and easier because you're not carrying 10 tons of baggage to get to Him. When you're first coming, that's the hardest part. Because you have a lot. You haven't been unloaded yet. Souls will help. There's a lot of things that will help. But still there's stuff there that only the Father's love that's going to lift off of you. And you got to carry it through the door. You got to get into the union. You got to get in the rest. You got to go all the way up to the mountain of God. It's not easy to make that journey. The God knows that. There's a word that'll carry you. There's a love that's calling you. But there's also a supercharger God will give you to help. He'll empower you to thrust you up into the Father. Amen. And you need that. Boy, I started pouring that yesterday, and I mean, I said, thrust me up in there. You don't have to do all this in your own strength. Amen? There's a dunamis that definitely wait until you be endued with power from on high when the Holy Ghost comes upon you and the meeting is on. The Bible said what Jesus says, dunamis, virtue flowed out of Him. That was dunamis. That's the oil that we're believing for right now, this final measure. Glory to God. There's this dunamis virtue flowed out of Him and He healed them all. It says, dunamis, the power of the Lord was present to heal. Present in the earth. See? Say present in the earth. Waiting you can do with power from on high. Every time mighty works was mentioned in the New Testament, that's the word dunamis. Every time virtue was mentioned, that's the word dunamis. Dunamis is creative. Dunamis was used in creation itself. Romans 1 said the invisible things from the creation of the world are clearly seen by the things that were made. Everything that was made had an invisible substance from which it was made from. Even the eternal dunamis power in Godhead. Everything was made. Earth, water, land, sea, light, say light, stars, universe, atmosphere, the whole thing. Everything you see was made by an invisible. This is how God does things. He starts with the invisible and then He makes it visible. There's two major components talked about, invisible components. First, it was Word, His Word and His dunamis. Those two work together. Amen. And they work by the Father's love. And it's amazing. Watch this. All three components are represented by each member of the Godhead. What is the Word? Said Jesus is the Word. What is love? The Father is love. Every time dunamis is mentioned, most every single time, mentioned in conjunction with the Holy Ghost. There's a Holy Ghost and power. Say Holy Ghost. He's bringing the dunamis out of heaven for ministry, for purpose, for the manifestation of the kingdom of God. So there's a dunamis that flows into the earth. It's that dunamis is what we're looking for. But just like everything else, it's balanced by the dunamis that's thrusting you into the kingdom. Amen? In fact, Sarah and Abraham carried their word for 25 years. And it said, by faith, Sarah conceived. She received dunamis and conceived. See that word? You carry. But not until the dunamis comes that it conceives. That's why you got to have them all. Amen. And without love, it gets out of order. See, it's love, dunamis, and the word. Say, love, these are the measures. These are the measures. Love, dunamis, and the word. Say, love, dunamis, and the word. See, if you just get word, it's going to get dry. Got to have the oil. Friday night, the oil was flowing. Hallelujah. You got to get where it's flowing. Amen. God says, be sober, be wide awake. When God's doing stuff like this, you got to be hungry and got to have eyes wide open. You don't want to miss. Amen. Say, send the oil. See, it's being added to the word. Amen. You have the word, you have the oil, and you have love. When you start working these three measures, the Holy Ghost is the proverbial woman of wisdom that's mixing. Guess what the leaven is? You might want to know what the leaven is? Faith. Faith is the leavenator. It's the terminator. The leavenator is going to terminate the kingdom of darkness. Faith is the leavenator. It adds in. When faith starts mixing into these things, now what is it? There's a faith to move mountains and there's a faith to enter in. We have access by faith. We have faith to enter. We have faith to receive. We have faith to move mountains. People are trying to move mountains again, see, with their faith, having the faith to move mountains, but they hadn't got the faith yet to enter in. Because they hadn't got the order right, their faith to move mountains is not working right. The kingdom's going to work perfectly when we get the blueprint. God balances everything that flows out will have to be balanced with what flows in. Amen? Your in and your out must be balanced. Amen? I see people all the time working for the kingdom, working for the kingdom, and nothing's getting done. But we're working for the kingdom. Everyone say, working. But nothing's getting done. We just keep working because you hadn't balanced it. Because you work too much out there, and you end up getting into the world system. You end up getting under sufficiency of man and the efforts of man, and you won't be operating under the dunamis power of God. God's going to create by the invisible things. By this we know the worlds were framed by the word of God. So the things that are seen out there were not made by the things that do appear. They were made by an invisible word we carry. Listen, you walk out there and ain't nobody can see that word up inside of you, but you can see it. You walk out there, that dunamis power is working in you. The Father, what's he said? He said, now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that we ask or think. But you got to finish that verse according to the dunamis creative power that's working in you. If it's not working in you, it's not going to work out of you. It has to be present for the creative nature of God to come out. His word must be present. His dunamis must be present. His love. That's the measures. But dunamis is not going to work out there until it gets working in here. Amen. Go to Ephesians 3. He says, for this cause I bow my knees to the Father. See, he's getting in position. Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of the glory. That's riches of glory of Christ that's in his name. You be strengthened with might. Dunamis. Say dunamis. He's going to strengthen you with dunamis creative power. By his Holy Spirit, his Holy Spirit's going to administrate it. But what he's going to do is he's going to transfer it into your inner man. And when he transfers it into your inner man, Christ in you is going to stand up, see. And when Christ in you stands up, that Christ may dwell. It moves from dormancy to dwelling. You see that? Now you got to believe when you receive, when you pray this prayer every day, believe you see, because this prayer is going to launch you and thrust you to the Father. Because what it's going to do, it's going to cause Christ to stand up in you. That you be rooted in ground of love, because Christ, when he stands up, the first thing he's going to do is march your spirit into the Father. when he stands up in you, he's gonna take that word in you. He's gonna respond to the call of the Father to be reconciled. He's gonna respond to the call of the Father. See, before the Lord sends you the world, he's gonna bring you into the Father. And when he stands up in you, he's gonna bring you to the Father. He's gonna ride those words being thrusted by dunamis. I said, Lord, just put this thrust in me and thrust this word, because that word can penetrate the veils, my friend. You don't understand the power of this word to penetrate the veils. There's no veil that can stand against the word of union. When you have it in your heart, when you have it in the frontlets of your eyes, when you have it in your mouth and you've got dunamis behind it, it'll call you to the Father, and you'll go through the veil. You'll stop struggling moving through. You'll move through. You got to believe it. He that cometh to God must first believe. You got to believe. Amen. Christ may dwell in your heart. You read rooted and grounded in love. See, the dunamis wants to bring you to love. Dunamis will empower you to love. Bring you into the love of the Father. That we know and believe the love. It says, you be rooted and grounded in love. Know the breadth, length, height, depth of the love of the Father. Know the fullness of the love of the Father that's in Christ. And then it says, now in him is able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that you ask or think or imagine. God isn't arbitrarily put that in there. He put that in there. According, so say according. We didn't get that part. We always say he can do exceeding, but it's according to what's working in you. You got to get it working. Everyone look at your neighbor and say, get it working. Look at your neighbor and say, get it working. You got to believe in it. It just don't show up. The kingdom of God just doesn't show up. You got to believe in it. If you're one of those encounter people waiting on the next miracle encounter, well, you just come when he wants to come. Oh, you're going to be waiting. You're going to be miserable like that. Like Smith Wigglesworth said, if he don't start stirring me, I'll just stir it up. Everyone say, stir it up. If your pot is not stirring in the morning, mine, I'm generally not a morning person, so I don't wake up just happy and stirred up. That's just not who I am. I got to get things rolling, you know. So I've learned, I just don't try to approach God. I have his word. I get stirred. I get dunamis working. Get the word working. I get in touch with my helper. I get in touch with help. Say, help. I go to the throne of grace. Help me get into the high places. Help me ascend into the hill of the Lord. Give me something that can thrust me. God didn't leave you on your own, not even to find him. Look, if you're not going to operate the kingdom of God on your own in the world, what makes you think you'll go to the Father on your own? He'll help you. He's got the Holy Spirit helping you. Dunamis helping you. His words pointing you and setting the compass, and his love is drawing you. Get a hold of these things. Amen. Ask for grace. Stop trying to do it all on your own. It'll be a lot easier for you. Amen. Romans 15 is where we're at right now. We're tracking into the dunamis on the other side. Amen. But I done found dunamis to thrust me to the Father. Now I'm saying, God, I need dunamis for the world. He said, do not go to the world until you be endued with power. Don't go. He tells them to go in all the world. He gives them the word. Just because you got a word that says go doesn't mean you should go. He told them twice. He ordained them. Go into all the world. These signs will follow you. If you just go by the word, you don't wait to be endued. It's not going to work for you. You get endued when you're with the Father. He told him in the upper room how to get endued. He goes, go to the Father. My Father will love you. Then my Father will send you. And when my Father sends you, it's going to work. The kingdom's going to work for you. Because he's going to send you. He's going to go with you. If a man love me, he'll keep my words. And I'll bring you to the Father. These words will bring the Father. My Father will love you. Then my Father and I will come with you. It'll be Father, Son, and Holy Ghost in the earth. Father with love, Jesus with his word, Holy Ghost with dunamis power, all three carrying the three measures, manifesting the three measures, dwelling in you, kingdom of God, functioning in the earth. Amen. That's glorious. Let's give the Lord glory. Hallelujah. That's not going to help until you get to the Father first. Amen. Romans 15. Look at this. The God of hope. Now the God of hope, say the God of hope. God of hope will fill you. Say fill you with all joy and peace in your believing. Believing to enter into the Father. Believing to dwell in the mountain of God. Believing to move mountains. He'll fill you with joy and peace. It doesn't have to be a drudge. He'll fill you with joy and peace. It can be actually happy. Your prayer time can be happy. Your prayer time was never meant to be duty. I'm going to go and pray, put my quiet time in. Your prayer time was never designed to be like that. Your prayer time was designed to be in union with the glorious Father. Designed to be union with the... Oh, I remember those days we just prayed just to pray. Just hours and hours praying in tongues. Just miserable, but I'm praying to pray. Praise the Lord. I pray to fellowship. I do not put a time on my prayer anymore. I pray to obtain. I am there to obtain. I am there to obtain the Father. The God of hope will fill me with all joy and peace in believing. It calls me to abound in hope through the dunamis power. Say dunamis power. That what? The dunamis power of the Holy Ghost. Dunamis, filling me with all joy and peace. Believe God in your ascent to the Father. Have His word in your heart. Believe Him for dunamis. Believe that He's drawing you by love. Believe love is calling you to Him. Believe and you will receive. And then you'll get sent and your word will get commissioned. We're very close to having our word commissioned in this house. There's only so long. When I was laying on the floor, that man prophesied. Tina came over there and said, she said, because that man, I don't know who he is, but oh, dear Lord. I still don't know who he is. It's just that word. And she said, it's only so long. The enemy has to let go of this thing. At some point, she kept saying that. And she said, at some point, the enemy has to let go of this place. And God is going to have His way. See, there's only so many prisons the enemy could put Joseph in. Put him in a hole. Made him serve in Potiphar's house. Put him in prison. There's only so many places he ran out of places. He ran out of assignments. Put him in the lowest place. And God, from that lowest place, took him to the top of the world. Because the Bible says he was laid in chains. Until the time that His word came. I'm finding out what's causing the timing for that word to come. I don't have to wait 50 years for God to show up here. What I need to do is bring that word to Him. Because what He wants to do is baptize the vessel in love. He wants to baptize me in love. So when this word goes to the nations and we go to the nations, we're not going with the wrong spirit. We're going in the love of the Father. We're going in the glory of the Father. We're going to represent our glorious King in love. Say love. And in power. Because what God's going to do in this generation, my friend, no other generation's going to be given to the body of Christ what's about to be given. Because God is not only going to give power, but there's great wealth coming to the body of Christ. And wealth and power are the two strongest components for good, and they're the two strongest components for evil. God is going to cause a church to overcome. The Church of Philadelphia, brotherly love, is going to get crowned with a kingly anointing. And they're going to overcome because they kept His word. He says they kept His word. Isn't that glorious? Listen, get in touch with your hunger, for it'll call you to the Father. You don't realize, but that hunger will never go away. If you'll get in touch with it, it'll call you to the Father. Father, thank You for the measures. Thank You that the Holy Spirit, this proverbial woman of wisdom, is mixing the bowl. Mixing the bowl. Faith. The leaven is being integrated into the measures. The same measures as call us to the world, Father, call us to you. Balances with all things, Father. Everyone say, balance me. Balance me, Lord. Harmonize me with your ways. Harmonize me. Harmonize me. Teach me the divine order. That word that calls me to the nations must call me to you first. Harmonize me with divine order. I hear that the Father said, pray that, harmonize me. Father, I lift my life. I ask you to harmonize me. I lift my family. Harmonize. Father, harmonize this church. Harmonize the businesses. Harmonize the calling and the ministry. Balance and harmonize me in divine order. In the spirit, I was just going to close, and I see like a lead tin coming down that a builder will use to plumb line. Yeah, the plumb line. I see the plumb line. The plumb line is going to bring the building into order now. The living stones must be set in heaven and earth. The Spirit of the Lord said it is a calling of heaven and earth. If you're too earthly, you'll not be. If you're too heavenly, you'll be out of order. You must be heavenly and earthly. Saith the Lord, the plumb line is being drawn to harmonize and balance the final edifice, saith the Lord. The final capstone will be laid in your generation. And what a glorious, glorious building it will be, saith the Lord. Harmonize me, Father. Harmonize this word. Something happened to me. When I took that constitution yesterday for the first time, he says, now bring it back to me now. And I brought it into his love, and something happened to it. Something happened inside of me because there's a balancing taking place in his love. Because since I entered his love, my friend, I laid it down. The Lord said, don't touch that right now. And I've been carrying it before him for 2 years. I laid it down. He says, just love right now. Just love. And yesterday he said, pick it up. And I brought it into the love of the Father. He says, when in this my word is balanced in my love, then you're ready for dunamis. And when the three come together, there will be a leavening of the kingdom. And when the kingdom is leavened, you will see the full manifestation of it into the earth. Isn't that glorious? Father, thank you. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah.